This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Climatologists in the U.S. and around the world are tracking data that could mean the El Niño weather pattern could strike the Pacific Rim and beyond. This pattern of rising ocean temperatures can mean weird weather, maybe extra rain in California, possibly drought in India. Global food prices hang in the balance, as Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
First, let's get Scott Shelley's take. He's a commodities trader on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and a farmer growing corn and beans. How are farmers getting ready?
Wait and see. As much as El Nino has talked about, if they put it in their business plan, they'd probably be less profitable.
At this point, El Nino is still a maybe. There's other stuff to factor in right now, like the price of seed, fuel, and fertilizer. El Nino effects are different everywhere. More rain in California, less in India. So the effects on crops vary a lot. Commodities markets smooth out some of the bumps, but not for everyone. Purdue University economist Nelson Vioria says in some places, like parts of Africa, El Nino can mean prices double for staples like rice and corn. That's because not all countries get their food on big global markets.
Bangladesh gets rice from India. So Bangladesh really cares about what's happening in India.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.